Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K4EI, activating the Falkir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Falkir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams, FARA members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communication modes, technical activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and similar information related to amateur radio. This is K4EI. My name is Jeff, Juliet, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I'll be your net control this evening. First, a few quick announcements. We've got our monthly FARA club meeting tomorrow night, Thursday. That's November 9th at 7:15 p.m. in the PATH Foundation building there in Warrenton, or by WebEx if you can't make it in person. And then on the 18th of November at 9:30 a.m., there will be a VE test session. Again, that's November 18th at 9:30 a.m., and that will be held at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Porter Branch, and that's located at 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. And finally, a couple weeks from now, we've got our informal monthly club breakfast, and that will be held Saturday, November 25th at 8 a.m. or whenever folks can show up. It's always a good time, and that will be held at the Bistro in Falkir Hospital. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to bring? If so, please call K4EI now. Okay, not hearing any. Let's go ahead and do check-ins. Please give your call. Let's start with any EchoLink or mobile stations first. EchoLink or mobile. Please call K4EI now. Nothing heard. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take general check-ins. Anyone wishing to check into tonight's net, please call now. Do please give me your call in a measured cadence tone so I've got time to write it down. So anyone wishing to check in, please call K4EI now.
This is K1HTV.
This is K3FR.
W4RKU.
This is K04VNZ. Chuck.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey. Yankee X-ray, Matt.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Echo, Uniform, India, Mike.
Kilo, Zulu 4, Tango, Whiskey, Bravo, Tim.
Okay, let's hold it there a second. I've got K1HTV, K3FR, W4RKU, KO4VNZ, KO4W, Yankee X-ray, KQ4EUI and KZ4TWB. Are all those correct? Any corrections? Please call now. Okay, I'll take that as a good sign. All right, any further check-ins? Please call K4EI now.
K4EI, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo.
Okay, net recognizes Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo. All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started then. I thought for a topic this evening, ham radio's got all kinds of different modes that we're able to enjoy. On HF, single sideband is the usual choice on phone, of course. And on VHF or UHF, most of us gravitate to FM for voice. But then there are all the digital modes, of course, each uniquely different. and not to mention all of the legacy historical modes like AM and CW. So given all of the different choices that we've got in amateur radio, what is your favorite mode of operation and why? So please consider commenting on that when your turn comes around, and otherwise just tell us what you've been up to. Rich, K1HTV, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Jeff. K4EI in the net from K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. Doing a good job, as usual. My favorite mode is probably CW, but I've been spending a lot of time on FT8 since the majority of the DX is on FT8, and I'm a DXer. Though I did work quite a few stations this today at CW, some of the expeditions, including the TJ9MD over there in Africa, 708DA in Yemen on Socotra Island, TX7L on Marquesas Island in the Pacific, and 4W8 X-ray in East Timor, or is it West Timor? Yeah, Timor Leste, which I think means Timor East. Anyway, they're on now. They just started this past 24 hours. Earlier this morning, around 8 o'clock, about 8:20 or so, copied a 7Q6M in Malawi, gave Mark a call, and within 2 minutes, Mark started calling the 7Q station. He needed him for a new one. I had worked a number of 7Q stations in Malawi in 1991-92, so I held back calling him until Mark worked them. Well, just about one hour later, he finally worked them. He sent a Roger 73 to the station. Hopefully it was a complete contact, although he said he did not receive the 73 back on the FT8 mode. But a lot of big signals. The signal peaked at plus 29, for those who know FT8. That's an extremely loud signal. Mark, right here, when I cow off the back of my beam, Mark, 2 miles away, running 1,500 watts, was plus 28, and the DX station coming in from Malawi was plus 29. So that tells you the strength of the signal. I'm sure K3FR will tell you what how he made out with that station. Anyway, by the time I started calling him after Mark had worked him, he started fading out and started favoring other areas. Then this afternoon, I had an opening to South America on 6 meters. By the way, all that was on 6 meters that we talked about. 6 meters started open up to South America, worked a number of stations in Chile, and Argentina, and Uruguay. And then within an hour or so after that, swung the beams to the southwest and copied ZL1RS in New Zealand for a couple transmissions, but that I did not make any contacts. I had worked them before, but interesting to see the real long-haul DX on 6 meters. So it was fun time. This evening, about an hour before the network, TJ9MD on 40-meter FT8 from over in Africa, 708DA in Yemen, on 40-meter FT8, and a couple CW contacts with TX7L, TJ9MAD, TJ9MD, and also worked that station on sideband and phone in the last hour or so before the net. So bands are in good shape. If you haven't on, get on. Lots of fun to work DX. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Well, very good there, Rich. Sounds like you've been busy and having lots of fun. So that's the name of the game for sure. So. Once again, thanks for pointing out to us all of those de-expeditions on that message you sent us on the reflector 10 days or so back. So a lot of stuff going on out there, and as you say, the bands are in great shape. Ron, K3FR, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff. I am very good. I'm glad to respond to you. Thank you very much for running the net tonight. let's see. My favorite mode of the past probably was split between VHF sideband, because I was one of the early adopters of that on 2 meters, and ready. The old I had an old 26 machine, and spent plenty of paper, and it was just a joy to run that through. I got myself so I could type, and was more machine limited in terms of how fast I could put text out than I was for my ability to type. But now it's pretty much gone to the WSJT-X modes, mostly FT8, FT4, simply because of the gain that provides, the bandwidth gain, to counteract my poor antenna situation here, which is an indoor antenna. And by the way, I do have all of the parts now to build my coaxial mast to be able to have the 2 meter 440 antenna and the 6 meter antenna pointing in different directions and differently controllable. Yes, I did hear Malawi today. The 7Q6M. I was not able to work him. He apparently has a fairly high noise level there, and he was only able to work the strong stations. My 100 watts maximum. I only run it at about 80, and my little Moxon, which is not much gain for forward, but it was really interesting to be able to hear him. Exciting, as a matter of fact. NEDX is exciting for me to hear. And I was getting him at about a neg 3, neg 4 signal strength. So I'm pretty happy with it. I'll park him someday, perhaps. I'll just keep watching by and watch everybody else and for them to work too. K3FR.
Well, very good there, Ron. K3FR from K4EI. And, you know, VHF sideband is something that I've never really done much with. I've always thought it would be interesting if we did a net or something on VHF sideband. It would be an interesting kind of thing. So, and as you said, the FT8 and FT4 modes, certainly, especially those folks with challenged antennas, it certainly has made a big, big difference in the hobby. So it's wonderful that we've got those opportunities out there. So good luck on that coax mask, get that rocking, and yeah, thanks for your comments this evening. Kevin, W4RKU, over to you from K4EI.
K4EI, W4RKU, then the net. Good evening, Jeff. Thanks for doing the net tonight. My modes tend to be only on CW and digital. Kind of like Ron, I don't have a great setup, so sideband can be a challenge, and I just don't care for that mode as much. I do like working, like Rich said, I like working DX stations and using CW and FT8. I've gotten, you know, a bunch this past week. And, you know, working split on CW is kind of fun to see if you can get them. It's always, you know, really an accomplishment with my wire, just a single wire in the air. So, those are my preferred modes. And, yeah, the band conditions have been good. Like I said, I've just been working the DX conditions as much as I can. And the other thing is that it's easier to work CW in digital with my remote station as well, just because of the bandwidth limitation. So, it's just a lot easier to do it that way. So, I'll have fun, and that's all that matters. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Jeff, and I'll turn it back over to you. K4EI, W4RKU, back to net.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Yeah. You know, I think CW is probably is my favorite mode. If I could only have one mode, it'd be CW. I mean, certainly not least because it's able to do so much with so little in terms of signal and antenna and everything else. It's just such an efficient mode. So, and I can see why you enjoy it and why it makes a special sense with remote operations. So, thanks for that. KO4VNZ, Chuck, how are you this evening?
K4EI,
This is Pit, KO4VNZ. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the net. And not much to report. I feel really relieved, though. I've been so busy for the last month and a half, more likely 2 months, that I haven't been on the air very much at all. And I'm looking forward to it. At the end of this week, I'm finally getting a break in a very heavy schedule that I had. And I will start working on getting an antenna back up and getting back on the air HF. And that'll be my big accomplishment. As far as a particular mode, I think I like them all. As a ham, of course, my most experience has just been FM on 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I have had a chance to work a little single sideband HF when I first got my rig up, but during the summer, some straight line winds caused me to take down the antenna, and I haven't got it back up yet. And then on field days, I've had an opportunity to try some digital. With that said, I have a lot of experience in radio teletype from the military. That's about all I have for tonight, so you all don't have to suffer my squeaky little voice any longer. This is KO4VNZ, back to net.
Chuck, KO4VNZ from K4EI. Well, we certainly like to hear your voice, so no worries there for sure. And good luck on getting that HF antenna up, and looking forward to hearing you on the air more and more. Yeah, I know you've been busy the last month or so. First of all, thanks for shepherding all of the work with the Great Pumpkin Ride a few weeks ago. So I know that was one of the things you had on your plate, amongst several others. So anyway, I know you're looking forward to some of that time back. So thanks for that, and thanks for all you do. KO4WYX, Matt, how are you this evening?
This is KO4WYX. All good. Have not done a lot of radio play for the past couple weeks. Work's got me a little bit busy. However, my mesh-tastic journey to try to get into the FARA network, I think, is closer. I got the last part I needed to put the one here at my home, and I think I can reach it with some fancy antennas, so I hope I'm going to build that out this weekend. Favorite mode, I'll probably be like Chuck, I like them all, but I like FT8 and FT4. Those were big confidence builders from when I first started playing HF and doing some of those modes, because I got to reach out and touch somebody really, really easily, and as a new ham, that felt really, really good. So that, I think that kept the excitement for me to keep playing and keep trying different things. So I that's gonna always have a little place, because it's not super complicated, but definitely big confidence booster. This is KO4WYX. Back to net.
All right, Matt. Well, very good. And FT8 and FT4 have definitely been great for a lot of reasons, and not least, they're kind of a bridge for new hams, as you say, to get on the air and experience some of the magic. So anyway, thanks for that. Let's see, and Mesh-tastic node, our local set of nodes, I'll call it, is certainly growing. So looking forward to seeing you on the nodes as well. KQ4EUI, Mike, over to you from K4EI.
Yeah, K4EI and the rest of the net. This is KQ4EUI, Mike in Amosville. Thanks, Jeff, for doing the net. I'm relatively inexperienced in ham radio, so I wouldn't say that I've had yet the opportunity to develop a favorite mode. What I'm going to be doing over the next little while is researching a bit of a QRP, portable QRP kit, so I can maybe go up to some parks and try to do some parks on the air just to get me out of the house. I'll do that probably in FT8, so just to get my hand in with all the logging and everything like that, and just learn a little bit more about it. So, yeah, thanks for the interesting question, and this is KQ4EUI, back to the net.
All right, very good there, Mike. KQ4EUI from K4EI. Yeah, portable and QRP operations is one of the things I enjoy as well. I enjoy taking my KX3 places. And just yesterday in the mail, I received the new AARRL book, Barry Parks on the Air. So that looks like a fairly well-done book, so looking forward to reading that. Let's see, KZ4TWB, Tim, how are you this evening?
K4EI, this is KZ4TWB. I'm fine, and thanks for picking the net. As far as my favorite things, pretty much right now, I'm using FT8 and FT4. That's the easiest thing for me to do right now with what little time I have. Sometimes I try and do some RTTY, and haven't had too much success with that yet, and every now and then I fire up WinLink and use Vera FM for connecting to WinLink. So, yeah, but other than that, I don't have much time to do anything else other than studying and taking a class for my general license. And so hopefully we'll see how that goes. So this is KZ4TWB, back to net.
Well, very good there, Tim, KZ4TWB from K4EI. And, yeah, once again, FT8 is such a wonderful mode for lots of good reasons. And good luck on the class, getting your general ticket. That'll certainly open up some additional doors for you. So, yeah, looking forward to that. KQ4GBE, Scott, how are you this evening?
K4EI, KQ4GBE, doing well this evening. And it's an interesting question. You know, I'm a relatively new ham. I think I started or got my license in January this year. At this point, I don't think I have a favorite mode. I do love the fact, you know, that FM VHF is so quiet, and there's so many repeaters out there, and I really enjoy, you know, doing voice comms with a lot of folks on it. But at the same time, I love SSB and HF, and just because of the unpredictable nature of it. Like, you know, this week alone, I mean, just the band has been so great. It's been super active on 10 meters, which, you know, doesn't happen all the time, and I'm listening in on other bands on there. So I do like it as far as searching around for distant signals or weak signals. And then actually yesterday I finally set up WSJT to try to do some FT8 and got it connected to one of my transceivers, and I have yet to use it yet, but I'm kind of looking forward to that. KQ4GBE, back to net control.
All right, well, very good there, Scott. KQBGBE from K4AI. It sounds like you've been busy since you've been licensed earlier in the year, so that's terrific. And, yeah, you know, we're fortunate here in this area. The W4VA repeater is so well used and it has such good reach. Can't say that about all repeaters everywhere, but we're very, very fortunate around here, and they have so many good operators that that frequent that repeater and other aspects of the hobby as well. So it's really terrific, and I couldn't agree with you more on the HF being unpredictable. The propagation aspects of it are one of the things that make it most fascinating. Okay, we've reached the end of the original list of check-ins, so let me call now to see if there are any additional check-ins or any rechecks. If there are, please call K4EI now.
K1RA. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Romeo Mike.
All right, Net recognizes K1RA. And is that Kilo Fox 4, Romeo Mike?
QSL.
Very good. Well, let's go to Andy, K1RA first. Andy, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net checking in late. We've been listening for about the last 5 minutes or so, but gather some questions regarding maybe favorite modes or what you've been doing lately on the air. Yeah, no particularly favorite modes. I don't do a lot of transmitting or operating on the air these days. Most known for running what are called skimmers, or technology that looks at many bands frequencies simultaneously and tries to decode multiple modes simultaneously. So over the QTH here, running a CW Morse code skimmer across all the HF bands, same type of arrangements for the digital FT8, FT4, and whisper modes, tying a little bit with JS8 or JS8 call, which is based on FT8, more of a text communicating messaging app. I was impressed by Randy and Matt's presentation a month or two back on Vara 8, Varak and Vara. I'm interested in playing around with that a little bit. I know a couple guys are doing stuff with Vara FM, and of course there's the analogous HF modem. So hope to get a little bit more time doing some decoding on those modes. And of course, as you mentioned, the LoRa protocol that Meshtastic is running on. Been having fun getting people up and going with their various T-beams and T-echoes and Heltec devices to get down the 900 megahertz band there. And as well, the LoRa 400 megahertz satellites that are low Earth orbiting that are using that protocol with my tiny GS setup, which I gave a presentation probably 3 or 4 months back. So, like to dabble in a little bit of all the digital modes and monitor what's going on there in the world. And, again, mainly for my background in propagation reporting and seeing what bands are supporting what type of distant communications. That's about it. Look forward to seeing everybody at the meeting tomorrow. We have 3 or 4 very short presentations, 10 to 15 minutes each. So looking forward to hearing those folks get up and talk a little bit about their interests. And, of course, nominations coming up for the board and the holiday party and plenty of things to talk about. So we'll see you all tomorrow night at the APATH Foundation building. Back to you, Jeff, K1RA.
Well, very good, Andy, K1RA from K4EI. You certainly had your hand in a lot of things in ham radio, and not surprising given your dad and mom, and just the umbrella in which you came up in. So, but yeah, you've done an awful lot in the hobby. So, and I'd like to thank you for your SDR that you had operating for such a long time. I mean, that was enormously helpful for a lot of us, so thanks to that. And, looking forward to seeing you and a bunch of other folks at the meeting tomorrow night. Nick, KF4RMM, you're the tail gunner this evening, so how are you this evening?
K4EI, this is KF4RMM. I'm doing very well, thank you. Appreciate you letting me check in. I'm just testing a new transceiver and a new antenna, an FT1900 and a roll-up J-pole, and I was eavesdropping on you guys, and I used to be a FARA member, but I let my license lapse and have been off the air for quite some time, and just got my general back in August, and this is actually my first 2-meter QSO in over 20 years. But I'm really thrilled to see the, repeater is still active. Honestly, I'm remembering right now I was net control operator for this net in 1996 and 1997. So it has been a long time. But, thrilled to see the club is still going strong. And I won't talk your ear off. I'll send it back to net. K4EI, this is KF4RMM.
Wow, Nick, KF4RMM from K4EI. That's quite something that this is your first 2-meter QSO in such a long time. Well, anyway, congratulations and welcome back to the hobby. So amateur radio is glad to have you back, and so is Farah. So glad to hear from you again. And there are still a number of guys in Farah that I suspect you will remember. So anyway, that's very, very cool. Glad to hear you this evening.
Yeah, I need to check out the club website and maybe make plans to come to one of the breakfasts or meetings, or you know what, I need to go for my extra. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I've only been back for a couple months, but that'll happen at some point in the future, and I'll probably come to attend one of your VE sessions when the time comes. But yeah, really, really, really cool to see the club is still going strong. K4EI, this is KF4RMM.
All right, well, very good, Nick. Yeah, it's all a journey, so, yeah, by all means, hope to see you at some of the future meetings and club breakfasts and back on these nets and so on. So it's great to have you back on the air. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of this evening's list. This is K4EI for the Farinet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA in general, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. This is K4EI closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and good evening. 73.
K04, VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, K04, VNZ, go ahead.
I imagine I'll see you tomorrow, but I just wondered what time are you looking at starting to work on your antennas on Saturday, over?
You know, I hadn't set a time, because I'll be working with Rich, and so I was just going to go with whatever worked for him. But I'm open for any time. Part of it is Rich is bringing some of the stuff that we're going to be putting out, so it's kind of with him. K1HTV, you still have your ears on, over?
K1HTV. Yeah, let's see. It's going to be about in the 40s, around 10 o'clock. Let's aim for like 10, okay? I'll get enough time to get stuff together. I've got the box. I've got the connector. Got the eye bolts for the box. I do have one toroid. I need it. I'm not sure. I was going to make a Guanella toroid, which allows you to, it's a combination of the 4-to-1 transfer as well as a choke, series choke. So I'll see if I can find a second core. I've got to wind the toroid for the 4-to-1 balun. And the other option, of course, is the 49-to-1 balun, which is really not meant for long-term outside use, the one that you have already, where it's more of a portable antenna. So I've got plenty of wires, so I still have to get the stuff together. Probably focus on that tomorrow and maybe get the balun wound. But let's aim for 10 o'clock on Saturday, okay?
Okay, very good. Yeah, that sounds good to me too, Rich. Good with you, Chuck. Hey, 3FR.
I forgot your call sign, over.
Double and K3FR1.
Yeah, K3FR, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, yeah, that's going to help me. I'll be 10 o'clock's good for me. I can make it there. I'll just put your get your address off the AIRL website or something like that, and just plug that into my GPS. It works really good, and we'll get there by 10 o'clock. Because I did say to Rich last week at the breakfast that I'd give you a hand. Gets me out of the house here and smell some fresh air. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
Oh, well, this is KO4VNZ. Well, thanks a lot. That will help too and get me back on the air. And now, with all the activities I have going on, I'm looking forward to next month not having a lot to do. So, if either of you have projects that you need help with, I can come over to your houses and compliment your aid to me. Well, let's see. I think, Rich, you're next in line. Over.
Good. This is K1HTV. Yeah, hopefully we get you on the air again on HF. And the last time we got you on the air, you worked a European right off the bat on one of the sidebands. So, and I think you worked at another station that was related to one of your distant relatives, or at least they knew about the site in Maryland, about that your distant relative from the Civil War era. Anyway, we'll get you back on again. Still working on solving some noise issues here, about a quarter mile, half a mile to the east of me. The road, Colvin Road, has some very, very bad power line noise. The power company was working on it yesterday. They seem to knock it down. I did some measurements. It's down about 4 dB from what it was. It's still pretty nasty sounding. I drove up the road listening on the 1700 kilohertz, and it just wiped it out really badly. So there's still work to be done. But at least got to the point where it was down low enough where the noise blanker would have an effect on it. It didn't have an effect before on the noise. At least it'll knock it down. But as soon as a loud station gets on, it just, you know, put all kinds of splatter in the band. So I'm hoping he can find the, his crew, this guy can find the crew, can find the noise source on that road. So he'll be able to have a quiet beam heading to the northeast and east. Anyway, let me get going here. I have a few more things to do here. So enjoy the evening over to you, Ron, and look forward to working some more DX tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get some another opening. K3FR, K1HTV.
K1HTV, K3FR. Yep, let's hope that it's a good one. Well, I can make some use of, too. been fun. And certainly very interesting, I say, to hear anything over 1,000 kilometers for me. Because that's pretty much the standard contact for me. That probably puts me out in the Missouri-Illinois area. Anyway, I'll be there. You just said that you were, Gil was apparently busy and he's not able to work on Saturday, so because of the hay thing, so I said I'd give a hand. And, there's not too much here. We got the, got pretty much everything set up, Chuck, but sometime you'd be welcome to come on over and just see what things are like. I'm going to run off and maybe get some Z's early tonight. KO4VN's at K3FR.
K1HTV, K3FR, this is KO4VN's. I'll make this my final. Rich, I guess I'll see you at the club meeting tomorrow, and Ron, I'll see you Saturday at my house. And thanks, both of you, for all the help you've given me. And I'll just say, take care, 73.
Three guys, K1HTV clear.